Today is the memorial of Rose of Viterbo, and she was born in the 13th century, 1233. It's only a few years after St. Francis had died. And she was that little saint. She died at the age of 18 years old, but she was holy all during her life. Even when a little child, they say she was at the age of 2 or 3, she wanted to, as soon as she was able to walk and speak a little, she would ask to be taken to churches and to quiet places to pray. And at the age of 3, one of her aunts died, and she went to the funeral and saw all her relatives crying and sad, and she went up to the casket and prayed for her aunt to come back to life, and her aunt opened her eyes and reached out to embrace her little niece who raised her from the dead. This is how holy she was at an early age, and she was very prayerful, and she was very concerned about the poor, and she would go out and give food to the poor. One time she went out with some bread in her apron to bring to the poor, and her father caught her and asked her what she was doing, and she opened her apron, and he found roses there, similar to the story of St. Elizabeth of Hungary, who was caught by her husband doing the same thing, and she opened her apron, and there were roses there in her apron. So Rose was very, very holy, even at a very early age, and at the age of 10 years old, Our Lady appeared to her and told her to enter the Third Order of St. Francis. And shortly after that, our Lord appeared to her with a crown with thorns and bleeding all over his body in his passion. And she asked him who did this to him. And our Lord said, "This was my great love for men that has caused this." And she asked, who pierced you? Who tore you to pieces like this? And he said, "It is the sins of men." And that caused her to scourge herself, to make reparation for the sins of the world. And she was also inspired shortly after that to go through the streets of Viterbo and to preach to the people about the passion of our Lord and the sufferings our Lord went through for our sins and the horribleness of sin. She was that little missionary through her own town streets. And then she would go back to her home, and she found a little cell in her house that she would go and pray and do penance in her own little room most of the time. And every so often she would go out into the city and preach again. And she would stand on a rock and preach to crowds of people, and the rock was seen to rise in the air, and she would continue preaching while in midair. And continue to do this kind of preaching, and there was a sorceress in her town that was doing a lot of harm to the people, and she was intent on converting this sorceress, who she thought that even after she preached to her, maybe that the sorcerer would go back and do great harm again. So she was intent on converting her, so she would go and preach to her and not have any effect at first. And then she had the idea to make a bonfire, and climbed up in the bonfire before this sorceress and stayed there for about 3 hours praying for her conversion. And then finally the sorceress knelt down before her and repented for her sins and came back to the faith. So this was the life of St. Rose, and she died at the age of 18, and after her death, she appeared to the Pope and asked him 3 times to take her body and bury it in the convent of the Poor Clares, because the Poor Clares during her life would not let her enter the convent because she was so poor she couldn't afford a dowry. And then finally the Poor Clares did take her body, which they found to be incorrupt. So she was an example of this kind of zeal, this kind of fervor to go about preaching the love of God and the passion of Jesus Christ. And it's a message to us about zeal, how we should be zealous in our love for God and our preaching in our good example, in our apostolic work, to have that zeal, that fire of love for God, that desire, a strong desire to go and spread the faith and to seek the salvation of souls, who are so many souls who are on the wrong path, on the path to damnation, the path to unhappiness in this life and in the next, and how much zeal that really should cause to all of us, this zeal and strong desire to reach out for the salvation of souls, but also the glory of God, which is so tarnished in our world, in all times, it's tarnished, and we should all be zealous instead of rather this lack of generosity, kind of laziness or lack of fervor, or selfishness, and getting caught up in our own things that we want to do, instead of seeking the most important things, the salvation of souls and the glory of God, which we should be living for with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, all of our life. This calls for zeal. Zeal, and where do we get that? We get it only through love for God, through prayer, through an effort, through doing our part, and turning to Our Lady too, who was so full of zeal all her life, and dedicating ourselves to God, dedicating ourselves to Our Lady and our consecration to her. God will plant that fire in our soul, as he did St. Rose of Viterbo. She was inspired to go about preaching, inspired to tell people about the sufferings of our Lord and the horribleness of sin. That inspiration came from God, the grace of God, which we have to seek. We have to seek through prayer and the love of God. Of course, love inspires us to do great things. And so we have to seek that charity, love of God, and seek the needs of our neighbor, and look at the sorrows in the world, the sorrows of the life of sinners, and to be motivated by that and by God's inspiration to do what he wants us to do, to reach out for the good of souls and the glory of God.
Christus.